throughout the season, their dedication, their hard work. And we had a lot of really good meets that they competed in, big meets, and they performed very well and really represented Shawmut Boys Cross Country. So yeah. I was proud of them.
Like I say sometimes, it was a bad year to be good because there's a lot of good runners when you look at all the top. I mean, you got Marathon Phillips, Prentice Ribley, the three top teams in the state ranking-wise, all right here that you're running against. Yes. So to make it to state is just a huge hurdle just to get there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Well, hats off to the boys and their efforts out there, and it was certainly
thank you.
It was certainly a special day out there for many athletes, including young Haley Bodo, who is with us here in studio and is an individual qualifier as a sophomore. Right, Haley?
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Well, going into the race on Saturday, I think the expectation from looking at the results from the year, your expectation was I'm going to state, right? Was that the expectation?
Yeah.
So talk about the race itself and the course and kind of how the day went for you on Saturday.
We got there in the morning and I think we were all very nervous. We were all just like, okay, we have to just go out here and give our best. And I mean, we really thought that we had a really good chance. And in the race, I mean, things definitely didn't go as planned, but I mean, it happens.
All right. So talk about that course itself that we mentioned, beautiful course out there. And you go back in the woods a little bit. You got a little bit of a bumpy hill here and there, a little bit of straight up at one point. So is that one of the more challenging courses in Phillips?
Yes, very much. It's probably one of the hardest ones we run.
All right. Do you like it? You don't have to like it if you don't want to.
Not really.
Okay, yeah, everybody has their favorite courses to run or not to run. But it came down to at the end that you finished fifth, I believe it is, fifth overall. Mary, talk about the race that she ran, because we know that the girls' competition, especially with all the strong Phillips girls, for her to make it to state was not a given. I mean, there was it was very tough.
With all the talent that Phillips girls team has, and you know, hats off to the Washburn and Solon Springs girls because they really brought it that day. They have some phenomenal little runners up there up in the north, and they brought it. Haley, we were kind of banking on her. Hopefully, maybe if all went according to plan, coming out with a second or third, she ended up with a solid fifth for us. And she worked hard for that fifth place finish there. And, you know, in any given time, I've always say this, sometimes the best team doesn't always win. The best runners don't always win a race. In any given day, you got to see how you're feeling, how your body is feeling it. And on Saturday, when she got done and I talked to her, she just said, Coach, her legs just didn't want to go any faster.
Yeah.
And sometimes that happens.
Sometimes you have those days, right?
Yes.
For whatever reason, your body's just like, I don't want to play today. And you got to push through it, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. But I just remember telling her, but honey, I go, you made it to state because of all the extra that time, energy, and effort that you put into your training, your belief in yourself. So when her legs didn't want to go, she still went.
You kind of knew
and
what,
she did it enough.
Yeah.
And she earned her second, you know, trip to state here as a sophomore. And, you know, I'm just so proud of her, of how she got herself through that race, even if she wasn't feeling the best.
Yeah, that's what you talk about, is that the practice leading up to it and all the time you put in. Because when you get to that point, Haley, your body starts doing that. I'm sure you're thinking, well, I just got to push through this. I'm not going to collapse or anything. I just need to go push through this, because you probably felt it before at some point. Is that right, Haley?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just like, okay, let's get through this. We can sit down later, right?
Yep. So, you know, she had a great race down there.
Yeah.
And it was a solid. Her time was very good on that course. And, yeah. We're excited to see what's going to happen Saturday with her.
Saturday, Wisconsin Rapids, and you've been there before.
Yes,
so talk about the race last year and what challenge this course provides you at the golf course here in Rapids.
The course itself is hilly. It's very hilly, but I think just like the environment of it is just, it makes it so much better. There's people everywhere, and it kind of feels like you're in a movie when you get there.
Uh-huh.
And like when you're walking in and you're just like, holy cow, this is like real. There's so many people.
So many people, right?
Yeah.
And there's, like you said, all along the course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's people because the course really doesn't go into the woods at all. It's all in the golf course.
Yep.
There, kind of hilly, just little hills here and there. Mm-hmm. And then that last couple hundred yard stretch, they said, let's go uphill here,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's a couple back loops in there around. But even in them areas, you always have people around cheering and, yeah.
It's a special event down there, that is for sure. Well, Haley, congratulations to you. It's always a great accomplishment to make it a state, especially in this sectional, because it's just crazy, crazy competitive. And we want to thank some other people, right?
Yes, right? Absolutely, Joe. Yeah. I really want to just say also hats off to our girls team this year.
Yep.
Just give a little shout out to them. We have two remarkable seniors on that team, and Mallory Smith and Addison Boblick, who have done so much for our programs here, you know, have made it to state years and years after year. And they've just made our program so much fun. And then, you know, we have Maddie Ernst, who's a junior. Vanessa Schmidt, a sophomore. She's our fifth runner. Addie, Maddie, and Mal flipped off all season to our 2-3-4 runner. Haley's been our top runner all season. And then Vanessa has been our fifth. And then Mackenzie Hurtrider and Cindy have just done such a good job within our program here. And Saturday was a very hard day for our girls team. We had high hopes of qualifying again to state. They ran an awesome race down there. I just want everybody to know how good our girls ran. On that day, Solon and Washburn were just better than us. And they made, you know, they took it to us. And we ran tough, but it wasn't tough enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with that being said, real quickly, I'd just like to say, you know, our girls were third in the conference, outstanding in a tough conference. The Merriwood Conference is one of the toughest in the state. That's a known fact on both the boys and girls sides.
Right.
And Price County produces a lot of really good, tough runners.
Yeah,
and, you know, I'm proud to live here and to compete against all these tough teams. And you can't base it on one meet. For both the boys and girls teams, I just want to say thank you to every boy and girl that ran for Coach Sammy and I again this year and contributed and helped the success of our programs. And then to all of our wonderful parents, administration, support, the community here. It's really amazing that, yes, I was born and raised here. Everybody kind of knows me, but they also know our programs. And that makes me very proud to be their coach and to be a part and to live in Park Falls.
Yeah. Two notes. First of all, I mean, there's athletes that come through your program who never see state, who for whatever reason, especially as individual. But that doesn't mean they're working any less hard than a lot of other people. Sometimes people just have physical limitations or whatever. They're going to be what they're going to be, and they get to that point. They work hard.
Yes.
And just because they don't make it to state doesn't mean anything less for them. And you're so good, Mary, at bringing out the best in everybody, whatever it might be.
I try.
Whether it's state or whether it's finishing third at conference or whatever, that's what you're good at. And I think that you and, you know, Coach Olson now in the tradition they have in Phillips and now Prentice Reblake doing what they're doing. Like, we needed another power in the area.
Yep.
But Coach Regeer doing a great job.
Yep.
You guys do such a good job of just encouraging participation in this sport. And now you're paying for it, Mary, because now everybody else is pretty good, too. So,
I know.
So you're paying for your success now, Mary.
Well, and you know what I've always said, Joel? Yeah, can you believe it? Here, I'm finishing my 38th year here.
Yeah, wow.
Wow, it's crazy. But I've always had a belief every team takes its turn at the top.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you create dynasties kind of when, I mean, you remember back in the days, a lot of kids or people forget about it real quick, but oh my goodness, from 08 to what, 2017, our boys and girls here at Schwamington dominated.
Right.
And now Phillips, and before that, Phillips dominated.
And Prentice had its day back
and,
in there,
and
too.
Back in the 80s and 90s, when I started coaching, Prentice was really good.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, every team, it takes its turn. It's the kids you got to get into them. You got to get them out for the sport first. You got them to buy into it, get them to work hard, and hopefully you can develop them and they'll just go with it and love to run, because that's really what you have to do. Cross country is tough, mentally, physically, everything. It is a hard sport.
Yep, and there's I've always said there's, I don't think there's any high school sport that translates better into life than running. You know the number of runners that continue to go on, and whether they run competitively or just a fun 5K, whatever it may be. When a lot of the team sports are done, I'll say when I played basketball in high school, it was over and I dropped the ball and I'm just like, I'm done.
Yeah.
But running is a life sport.
It is.
It's a life sport.
And it's a cheap, lifetime healthy sport. It's a gift you can take with you the rest of your life. With that being said, before I forget here, yes, I want to thank my coach, Sammy, my daughter, for helping us coach again this year. And Gina Scanlon is back in town as a teacher, and she helped as a volunteer this year. Whenever she could make it, she came. And then I'd also just like to say congratulations to the Phillips team, the Prentice Riblake teams, and good luck to them this weekend. We duke it out with you guys a lot. But we'll be down there cheering for you guys as well.
All right, very good. Mary, Haley, enjoy your time at State. Thank you so much. Haley Bodo, State Qualifier. Hall of Fame coach Mary Patterson. I didn't get that in. Cross-country coach here on the 90AQ Morning Show. It always makes her laugh, so I always say it. We'll talk with the Riblake Prentice qualifiers coming up at about 9:40 here this morning.
We examine lab results closely. We monitor treatment progress meticulously. But what we see is you. We see how cancer affects the life you lead and touches the love you share. Even as we practice the latest treatments and consider the most advanced options, what we see is how we can provide the best possible care for you. Cancer care is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Cancer Care. What we see is you.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that, cools up to 8 times faster, and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy a personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, max out your savings. The more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Plus, get free home delivery on any smart bed with base. Limited time. Check it out at a Sleep Number store near you or at sleepnumber.com today.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump, on the next to last day of his Asian trip, he met with business and government leaders to kick off the APEC summit in South Korea. Tomorrow, he will talk trade with China's Xi Jinping. Hurricane Melissa plowed across Cuba today. On Tuesday, Jamaica was in the crosshairs.
Southwestern Jamaica has taken a direct hit, and with many areas of the island cut off by flooding, it is really hard to know the exact toll that this storm has taken, including the number of deaths, now at 7, but that is expected to rise. The officials say Kingston's airport could reopen as soon as tomorrow for emergency relief flights. President Trump overnight also said the U.S. is prepared to send help.
ABC's Lana Louise. The jury has begun deliberating in the trial of a former Illinois sheriff's deputy accused of shooting and killing a black woman in her own home. The trial began last week for Sean Grayson, who is charged with first-degree murder in the shooting of Sonia Massey in July of last year. She called 911 to report a possible intruder in Springfield, Illinois. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Vilas County Sheriff Joe Fath received the 2025 First Responder of the Year Award at the Wisconsin State Capitol from State Representative Rob Swearingen and State Senator Mary Felskowski. Sheriff Fath, who joined the sheriff's office in 1981 and has been sheriff since 2013, plans to retire in December after 44 years of service. Established in 2019, this award recognizes Wisconsin's firefighters, police officers, sheriffs, deputies, and EMS personnel for their exceptional service and selflessness. Each state representative selects one honoree from their district based on community nominations, highlighting those who go above and beyond in their duties. Fath was nominated by citizens for his contributions to public safety and his legacy of service. Congratulations to Sheriff Joe Fath. Saturday, November 8th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., the First Congregational United Church of Christ invites you out to their annual Christmas Bazaar and Bake Sale. This will feature many craft items alongside the bake sale, including wreaths, hanging hand towels, tie blankets, homemade dog treats, birdseed wreaths, bowl koozies, beautiful lighted bottles, porch pots, and much more. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at 279 North 1st Avenue. Please use the south entrance. Lisa Hale has another profile of a candidate running for Congress in eastern Wisconsin.
Mako or Macho, however you pronounce his last name, John Mako of Oshkosh wants your vote in the Democratic primary for the 6th Congressional District. Mako is one of seven Democrats looking to unseat incumbent Glenn Grothman.
I saw the lack of leadership in the country, and we were being bombarded with all this divisive news daily. And the elimination of norms that we had been ruled by forever.
Mako lists among his key platforms a stable economy.
And part of that is ending these tariffs. I'm hoping that they're going to end way before this election. But if they're still there, I want to make sure that they go away.
And securing the border while helping immigrants find a legal pathway to residency.
There are so many hardworking people in our community that are having to hide because they don't have their paperwork. They have never caused anybody grief. They have families. It's time for them to come out of the shadows. And we need to create that opportunity.
What Mako said is needed most in the 6th Congressional District is affordable housing, affordable health care, and civility.
We need to start talking to each other and stop dehumanizing each other. Because we have an R or a D in front. We need to be a purple country where it doesn't matter whether R or D is in front of you anymore. It's whether we can talk issues and not personality.
The Democratic primary is August 11th, 2026. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Panacqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Panacqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Panacqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at monacquacars.com.
The Bucks beat the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a win at home, 121-111 over the New York Knicks. Another big night for Giannis Antetokounmpo, leading with 37 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. NFL, the Packers and the Steelers game drew 28 million viewers, one of the highest rated games in the history of Sunday Night Football. So what did it mean for Jordan Love to have such a strong performance against Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I think it's pretty meaningful. I think that speaks also to the respect that we have for a guy like Aaron Rodgers and the guys that were here and were able to witness and see what how he would perform, not only on the Sundays, but also, like, you know, in practice and all that. But yeah, Jordan's shown a ton of growth. We have a ton of confidence in him. And I thought he played a complete game.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Tournament volleyball takes over Thursday night. We're going to have Prentice and Rib Lake from Rib Lake High School Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Coach Mike Murphy will join us tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock to preview that game and talk with us live here on the 98Q Morning Show, talking Prentice volleyball. And, of course, high school football resumes our playoffs. Flamboa regional team still alive in division in eight-man football. So action Friday and Saturday across the state, next level of high school football playoffs, and of course state cross country coming up this Saturday. We will talk with the team and the individual qualifier, Kylie Orison of the Rib Lake Prentice cross country team. That interview and visit with them coming up at about 9:40 here this morning.
Northwoods weather. Mostly sunny today, our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping to around 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. We do have a chance of scattered showers by Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27. 98Q
Country. Let's get you ready for Halloween. What do you say, little Boris Karloff?
Monster Mash.
Boris Pickett or Boris. It's one of Boris. One of those Borises.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom at the vampire's feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoebox.
The party had just begun.
In a shoebox.
The guest included Wolfman,
in a shoebox,
Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent
you. Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
All right, a couple days away yet from Halloween, but we thought we'd get you into the spirit there a little bit here on Reality Radio. Reminder that every Saturday, the Lord's Covered Food Pantry is there for you, and they'll be there this Saturday from 9 to 11 if you're going through some times where a little additional food support would be helpful. That's what the Lord's Cupboard does. Every time you go there, you can go there twice a month, 40, 50 pounds of food, right in that range, depending on the week. More information at thelordscupboard.org. You can follow the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry on Facebook also for information. And that's at the First Congregational United Church of Christ in downtown Park Falls every Saturday from 9 until 11. Deadline is approaching, by the way, if you want to get one of those wreaths. The Memory Wreath Fundraiser, the 10th annual Deck the Rails, is underway right now. And proceeds from this will benefit the Park Falls Beautification Committee. So this is a 20-inch memory honor wreath that will adorn Old Day Memorial Park. And the deadline is November 10th. We're about a week and a half away from the deadline. And you can contact Shannon at 744-4700. Any questions? It's $30. You can drop it off at City Hall or send it to Box 408 Park Falls in care of Memory Wreaths. $30, a nice way to honor someone, whether they're with us or not. And we got a couple more notes in here of events going on around the area. Holiday fair already a week from Saturday, put on by the St. Anthony's Council of Catholic Women. So that'll be Saturday, November 8th. And it happens from 10 until 1:30 at St. Anthony's Padua Center. They have a general store there, a lot of bakery and craft items and all the good holiday stuff that you would expect. Lunch will be served, too. A handmade quilt event, too. A beautiful handmade full-size quilt designed and donated by Pauline Fenzel, Kathy City, and Jane Korob. So you can buy a raffle ticket for that on that day, also on the 8th. And that's at the Padua Center. We have more stuff, by the way. If you go to our website, 98qcountry.com, let's go there together, 98qcountry.com/events. You're going to see all kinds of stuff that's going on around the area. And if you have an event, you don't see it on there, let us know about it. We'd love to talk about it. There's a craft and vendor fair. I see there another one going on the 8th, and I'm trying to click. There we go. Depends on where you click. The American Legion. November 8th is going to be a great day for you to be out and about because the Legion Hall has one, the Padua Center, and First Congregational Church also has a holiday fair that's going on that day. So the 8th is going to be a good day to hit all kinds of different places. The First Congregational Church in Park Falls has one going on also that day on the 8th. So check out the events, 98qcountry.com/events. A little more music here on a Reality Radio Wednesday morning with 98Q Country. Let's get some AJ and Jimmy Buffett in here at 98Q.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning, I know they'll be held to pay. Hey, but that's all right. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 5:00 somewhere. I could pay off my tab, pour myself in a cab, and be back to work before 2:00. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30. It's 5:00 somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5:00 somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5:00. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
98Q Country. A little music for Reality Radio today. You know what I forgot to do? Here, I sent an email to Gray. I informed Mike McKay And then the guy who set up the whole thing forgets it himself on the morning show. Oh, the gifts of getting older. We're giving away 4 tickets today to the Milwaukee County Zoo. If you can use those, or someone you know, maybe you have a relative down there, they're good until the end of the year. The zoo continues to be open even though it's colder and stuff. It's open all year. So the Milwaukee County Zoo tickets, we got 4 of them. If you want to have a shot to win that, text us the keyword snakes. S-N-A. K-E-S. 6 letters. It should be snakes is your keyword. Text that to us on the Civic Media app sometime today, and we'll get you. I think this is our last 4 tickets that we have for the zoo. And we want to get them in somebody's hands who can use them. So if you or someone you know can use them, that's fine. You just can't resell them. They're 4 physical tickets to the Milwaukee County Zoo to get in. Save you a few bucks to go have a little fun down there in that area, if you so like. So keyword is snakes, S-N-A-K-E-S. That is your keyword. Text that to us on the Civic Media app sometime today, and we'll give you a chance to be a winner here with 98Q Country.
At Enbridge, we're proud to give back to the places we call home. Our employees live, work, and give locally as neighbors, friends, and colleagues, fueling regional economies. Tax contributions from our pipelines and facilities flow back into the community, funding schools, infrastructure, and services that matter. Together, we're investing in the future. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, is blooming with all your home and garden supplies so you can get all your projects going from start to finish.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us. to set up an appointment.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping to around 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. We do have a chance of scattered showers by Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
98Q Country.
Hold on, our chat with Apprentice Ribley, cross country state qualifiers and coach, coming up next here in just a moment. 98Q Country and Reality Radio.
Just about a mile off of 109, there's a little church sitting back in the pines. I promised that girl she was gonna be mine. I wouldn't be surprised if she was standing there crying. On the Cumberland Road, Billy's passed out in the back
That's hot.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
I feel like a lady.
Rich on minimum wage.
And it was good knowing you.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
You say you'll be down in 5. The smell of your perfume. It's floating down the stairs, you're fixing up your hair like you do. I know that I'll be a mess the second that I see you. You won't be surprised, it happens every time, it's nothing new. It's always on a night like tonight. I thank God you can read my mind. When you look at me with those eyes, I'm speechless. Staring at you standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret, 'cause watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk into the room, I'm speechless. It started when you said hello. Just did something to me. And I've been in a daze ever since the day that we met. You take the breath out of my lungs, can't even fight it. And all of the words out of my mouth without even trying. And I'm speechless. Staring at you standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret, 'cause watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk into the room, I'm speechless. Yeah, baby. It's always on a night like tonight. I thank God you can read. I'm speechless. You're standing there in that dress. Girl, it ain't a secret, 'cause watching you is all that I can do. Oh, 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 I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk.
Dan and Shay, 98Q Country was Speechless. Reality Radio. And tomorrow we'll have the Phillips coaches and athletes on at about 9:45 tomorrow. But right now we are saluting the Riblake Prentice cross-country squad and their state qualifiers. And we're going to get to the whole boys team in just a moment. But we're going to kick it off by talking with Kylie Orison, first of all, who is a state qualifier individually for the girls. Kylie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. You're welcome for getting you out of class, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so talk to us first of all about the race on Saturday, about the whole day, about the course there. It's a challenging course. So kind of recap your whole experience on that sectional Saturday, if you could.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenging course, but we are very fortunate with nice weather and it was a tough race, as always. Yeah. You know, sectionals, you get a lot of talented athletes there. but I was able to push through and stay mentally strong throughout the tough course and made it through. So
yeah, you finished in the sixth overall, and talk about the finish there, because you never, well, you know when you finish in sixth that you're good, because the top five beyond the champ will go, you should be in good shape. But talk about those final few. You had Haley Bodo from Shawamigan right in front of you there a couple of seconds, and you had another runner behind. So talk about that last sprint to the finish line.
Yeah, I remember coming down the hill at the end, and I was just like, I gotta go. Like, even if you think you're in a good spot, I feel like anything can happen at the end. Like, you just gotta give it everything you have and go as hard as you can. And I just remember, like going as hard as I can until I crossed the finish line, and I was like, okay, I finally made it. Like, I just was like, I can't give up.
Yeah. So what's your favorite memory from your career? You're a senior. What's your favorite memory from your cross-country running career there, Kylie?
Honestly, probably running at state for my first time as a freshman. I feel like just nothing will ever compare to just the experience of, like, the first time being there.
Sure.
And just seeing everything. But I feel like I have so many good memories, so it's really hard to pick a favorite, because there's just so many highlights with different teammates and just everything.
Sure. So you have been to state three, it's your third time, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. So what's the course like down there? Do you like it? One of your favorites? Not one of your favorites? But just analyze the course itself and what it's like.
The course, it's like rolling hills like the whole time, but it's like nice footing because it's, you know, golf course like material, I guess. But yeah, it's, I like it. I feel like it's a good atmosphere, and just nothing compares to the adrenaline rush of just all the people around you and just the crowds, and you're surrounded by, like, everyone's good there. So you're just surrounded by a ton of other really talented runners, and it's just kind of fun to a really good experience overall.
So what are, other than cross country, what do you enjoy doing? Other sports or just in general? What are some of the other hobbies, Kylie?
I play basketball in the winter, and then run track in the spring, which I enjoy both of those. And then I also enjoy barrel racing with my horses.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. And now the big question is what's your favorite Halloween candy?
Kylie. Twix.
Twix. All right. Now, for each of our runners today, we are going to spin the wheel of treats here, and this is going to be what you're actually going to get for Halloween. So here we go. Let's spin the wheel of treats. So you like a Twix bar. What you're actually going to get, Kylie, is a whole case full of popcorn balls. So I hope you enjoy popcorn balls. Are you all right with that?
Sure.
All right. Kylie, thank you. Congratulations on a great running career. What a way to cap it off. So good luck to you Saturday. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
All right. Hang on. We're going to get to the boys in just a second. The boys will join us here on Reality Radio to talk about their historic season so far, coming up in just 60 seconds. Hold on.
Hey, it's Big G, and I'm checking in from Coop's Pizza Parlor in Hayward, Wisconsin, where things are heating up even as the weather cools down. I'm tackling an all-you-can-eat pizza and salad bar buffet. Perfect fuel after a chilly fall hike or a day on the snowmobile trails. Between Coop's Pizza family recipe and fresh salad bar, you'll fill up without emptying your wallet. Under $12. Warm up this season at Coop's Pizza, Hayward's first choice for family pizza, also available in frozen varieties.
Does your relationship make you feel bad about yourself? Does your partner constantly act jealous or possessive, accuse you of cheating, or let you have friends? Do they check up on you, spy on you, or refuse to accept that you broke up? What's happening to you is not okay. Everyone deserves a supportive relationship. If you or someone you know is experiencing domestic violence or sexual assault, we believe you are not alone. What has happened to you is not your fault. For free and confidential support, call 800-924-0556 or visit embracewi.org. On-call advocates are available 24/7.
All right, more on Reality Radio and more cross-country chat. We're going to talk boys. Coach Regeer and the crew are here. So, Coach Regeer, let's talk with you a little bit. First of all, good morning to you, Coach.
Hey, good morning, Joel.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Well, a historic run for the program here with last year and now this year. And What a day on Saturday. It comes down to basically one place, one point that decided that sectional championship, Coach. It couldn't get more tight or more exciting than it was on Saturday, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we have a team that somehow usually manages to win by a point or 2 points or 3 points. And we've been talking about how those kinds of teams aren't lucky. Those types of teams are tough. And we have a very deep, very tough squad here in Rib Lake Prentice.
All right. And what a unique year, Coach. Not only the fact that you have been rated one or two all year, but you've got two other schools in your conference that all three of you swapped that number one rating team-wise, which I know means nothing to anybody going into the state championship. But to have three of those top teams right here in our conference is very unique.
We have a lot of respect for Phillips and for Marathon as well. Marathon is a young, up-and-coming team. They kind of remind us of ourselves last year. And Phillips has a very high ceiling, and we have a great relationship with those guys, and we really respect those programs and enjoy running against them.
What, talk a little bit about what it's taken to build this program back to where it is now. And I know it's probably not just you. You got some help with some assistants too, but a combination of some good athletes, but really a dedication to getting that Prentice Rib Lake cross country program back to a place where, you know, back in the '80s, there was some really historic stuff that happened with your teams back then too, Coach.
So for us, we've seen the new beginning of a running culture here in Rib Lake and Prentice, and it's become a year round endeavor. We started working right after the state meet last year. We have a fantastic coaching team here. Coach Jack, who was on the team last year, Cole Bischel over at Prentice, Peter Meyer, and Kevin Weiss, our longtime coach here, is a consulting coach for us. So we have a team of coaches, and then it's a year-round endeavor. The guys run over the summer. We've joined our cross country program with our track program, so there's a relationship there, and it's a new beginning of a running culture here.
All right. Well, let's go around the room. We'll come back to you, Coach, a little bit later, and we can just hand it to whoever you want to there, and we'll go around. Let's meet some of the athletes from the Rib Lake Prentice cross-country team. So who are we starting with here?
This is Truman Smith.
How you doing, Truman?
Doing good. Thanks for having us.
Yes, very strong seventh-place finish, I see, for you individually on the sectional on Saturday for you, Truman. Talk about that finish, what it meant to you, and kind of your expectations going into last Saturday.
Yeah, it was kind of a shocking finish for me. Going into the race, I knew it was probably going to be one of the most important races of my running career. So by the time I got to the last loop, I was running up with Caleb and Henry, usually our top two guys, and I ended up passing them. And I knew I just had to keep pushing and use the hills, the downhills, to keep pushing ahead and finish strong. So even though my legs felt completely dead and totally exhausted, I just kept pumping my arms and knew I had to do what I had to do for the team.
Being a senior, you've run that course a couple of times. What's your thoughts on that course? Are you done with it? Are you good not to run it again? Or was it one of your favorites?
Well, I hadn't run it since 2 years ago, but I feel like I'm good not running it ever again. It's it's probably worse than Tim's Hill, in my opinion, because it's just, there's no consistent pace on that course. But yeah, it was good to run there again.
A great run for you. Talk about maybe a memory or two that stands out in your mind from your running career, Truman. Share with us a couple of your more fond memories of your running career.
Man, that's a tough question, but I'd have to say my sectionals race last season, when I got 17:29, passed a guy I'd been going for a while and made the difference for our team going to state for the first time.
All right, very good. And what else besides cross country? What are some of the other hobbies you like to do?
Well, I'm very much a music guy. Played mainly percussion, but pretty much all the rest of the instruments. I run track. Yeah, that's about it.
Running has a rhythm to it, right? So you got to have the rhythm, right? Percussion rhythm?
That's right.
Yeah, percussion guy here in high school too, exactly. All right, so what favorite Halloween candy for you, Truman? What's your number one? You're ding-dong someone's door and they're going to give you what? Mm-hmm. They're going to give you what?
I'd have to go with the Milky Way.
All right, Milky Way. Now, for each of our runners, we're going to spin the wheel of treats and we're going to find out what you're actually going to get for Halloween. Rather than your Milky Way. All right, so we have spun the wheel, and it has landed on, you're going to get a bag of hard candy mints, all right? Kind of the old one that Grandma has at her house. You all right with that?
Yep, sounds
all right.
Good to me.
All right, very good. All right, Truman, congratulations to you on a great career. Thank you, Truman.
Thank you.
All right, who do we have here?
This is Henry Regeer.
How are you doing, Henry?
Doing well.
All right. So let's talk about, let's recap what happened for you on Saturday. You were right there, eighth place, just a couple seconds behind Truman that we just talked to you. So talk about that race and how you felt on Saturday.
Yeah, it was not my strongest run. I felt physically weak and also mentally weak. But I think that if I didn't have Truman and Caleb to run with, I know for a fact that I would have faded a lot farther back. But just really thankful to have those guys for me.
I think we were talking with Coach Mary Patterson a little bit ago about this. I think that experience of running and knowing your body is important, right? Knowing that when you go through tough times like you did on Saturday, kind of what you need to do to push through it. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big – there's always the physical aspect of cross country, and then there's the mental aspect that a lot of people don't think about, but it's – that's honestly one of the harder parts of the sport.
Because sometimes you show up and your body's like, I don't want to do this today, right? I just don't want to do this, right?
Yes, exactly.
So 3.1 miles or so, yeah, that can do it. So talk about one of your biggest memories. You're a junior now. Talk about maybe a memory for you from this past season, Henry.
I would say the gift of being able to run with and now be coached by my older brother. That's been pretty special for me. He's a pretty awesome guy. So I had a lot of good memories with him. And then the rest of the team from our first guy to even our sixth and seventh, we just love us all and have a lot of fun together.
Yeah, fantastic. And what else do you like to do besides cross country and such? What other stuff keeps you busy there, Henry?
It's a lot of running year round. Okay. But then I also throw in a little bit of cycling too.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. All right. Halloween treat. What's your number one Halloween candy, Henry?
You know, I'd have to go with the Twix as well.
All right, Twix. Well, let's spin the wheel of treats and see what you're really gonna get. Oh boy. How about sweet tarts? You like sweet tarts? That's what you're actually going to get. I got bad news.
You know, I'll take it.
Okay. All right. That's good.
It could be worse.
There's some other stuff coming up I don't think that the guys are going to like. So you'll take the sweet tarts.
Okay.
All right. Henry, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck at State on Saturday.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Let's pass the mic over there. Who do we have here?
Caleb Scott.
All right, Caleb, you were right there. It was a 7, 8, and 9 finish.
Yep.
For Prentice Rib Lake, and you were just there a couple of seconds behind Henry. Talk about that finish and what it was like to have your teammates right there with you.
That was one of my favorite finishes of the year. I would say 85% of my race was really good, but the last little bit is when I exploded, and that is when Truman and Henry had caught back up to me, and it was just encouraging. Like, I was like, you know, I'm starting to fade, but my team is so strong. Like, going down the final stretch, I was just pointing at Truman and Henry. And it was like, this is insanely tough. Like, it's having 1, 2, 3 and any team just boom, 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 especially in the top 10 and at sectionals, is just very impressive. And I just felt so proud to have both my teammates right there.
Yeah, and you probably realize the importance of it because Phillips was right there with you guys in that top 7, 8. You knew, I think, going down the stretch at every point and every position was probably going to be important, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, definitely.
Well, you're a senior, Caleb. Talk about something that stands out in your mind, memory-wise, from your running career, if you could?
I would say after the first year, the first summer that we started training, the first summer we took it seriously was really, really fun for me. I got to work at a camp with Henry, Jack, and a couple other boys, and just working together and running together every day was a huge part of my running journey.
All right. And people think across country, they think, well, run faster than the other person. But you talk about going to a camp. What are some of the things that you thought that come to mind that you learned about running that's been important to you through your career?
Well, I've learned that it is equally important to rest as much as you work.
Okay.
You could work, but if you don't rest, your body's not going to make it very far.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Other things you like to do, Caleb, besides cross country?
I love to play the guitar and study my Bible.
All right. Awesome. Very awesome. And your number one candy for Halloween, Caleb, what do you got there?
Mike and Ike's.
Mike and Ike's, really? Okay. All right, let's spin the wheel of treats. See what you're going to get here. You're not going to get Mike and Ike's. You're going to get 2 pennies. Somebody's just going to throw a couple pennies. That's probably not good news. Caleb, congrats to you on a memorable career. Good luck. Let's finish it strong on Saturday, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Caleb. Let's pass the mic over. And I bet this is going to probably be Jackson.
Yep.
All right, Jackson Shute, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Fantastic. Thank you for taking time to join us. You finished 15th on Saturday, and you were right there within shouting distance of the 3 teammates we mentioned there. Talk about that course and what it was like for you on Saturday, if you could.
Well, going into that course, I haven't run it since freshman year, so it's been a little bit. And I knew it was going to be tough. I knew it was going to be a battle. Every place counted. And, the hills were probably the biggest challenge. That's definitely where it got to me. But
all right. So we head down to state. Have you run that course before? Were you there last year?
I have not.
You have not?
I have not. I was an alternate last year.
Okay. So what are your thoughts going into that and that course and what you know about it?
I mean, I know what it looks like, but I haven't run it yet, so
yeah.
Ready, though.
What's your favorite course? Do you like a good hill to go up, or do you like the flatter ones, Jackson?
I like a little bit of terrain, but not as much as Phillips. But a little bit of terrain where you can work on the hills, make up spots, stuff like that.
Sure. A memory that stands out for you, Jackson, in your career. What would you say that is?
My favorite memory is going to be this upcoming weekend, I think.
All right.
I think that's what it's going to be.
I like that. Jackson, what's some other stuff you like to do besides running cross country?
Hunting, fishing, basketball, type of things.
Oh, yeah, I was waiting for a basketball reference there. All right, very good. All right. Favorite Halloween candy there for you, Jackson. What would you like to see dropped into your bag there?
I'm going to have to go with the Kit Kat.
Kit Kat, all right. I'm right there with you. Let's spin the wheel, see what you're actually going to get. The wheel of mistreats. That powdery, the pixie sticks. Oh, those are gross. So you're going to get the pixie sticks. Hope you have a glass of water with that. Jackson, hope it's a good day for you Saturday. Thank you for joining
us. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. I think this is probably going to be Heston. Is that right?
Yep.
How you doing, Heston?
Good. How are you?
Good. You were right there just a couple seconds behind Jackson that we just talked to there, finishing in 16th. Talk about that course on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, but you get to – it's a challenging course, but you really get to learn a lot about yourself and how you can run and how much you can push through it. And, yeah, it ended up being a good race. So.
Yeah, and you being a senior, you've seen a few – you've seen all the courses probably, right?
Yeah, well, I've only ran for 3 years. But
okay, but you've seen most of them?
Most of them,
yeah. Were you down at state last year?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so talk about that experience and kind of what it's like to run at state and what you're looking forward to.
Well, it was like the first big race I'd ever ran in, so it was pretty eye-opening to just how many people were around you. But I've grown more comfortable about that over the years, so it should be... Should be fun, and it's challenging, but you can still just run with your guys and win.
Yeah. What's a memory that stands out for you in your running career there, Heston? What stands out?
I would say going or winning sectionals last year and realizing that we were going to state, that was a really good race. And we raced against Phillips again, and it was tough. It came down to the wire, but we pulled through and won. So
it's fun to have that local competition, isn't it? You know those Phillips guys pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's almost like they're on our team basically, because we're just basically racing them the whole time. So
it's a great rivalry to have. You bet. Other things you like to do other than running, Heston? What are some hobbies for you?
I like to play basketball and baseball and fish, I guess.
A Heckman that likes to play baseball? No, come on.
Yeah.
All right, favorite Halloween candy there, Heston. What would you say?
I would say Twizzlers.
The Twizzlers. All right, here's what you're going to get. The Wheel of Mistreats will spin around, and we're going to get you a sandwich bag full of Grandma's dried fruit. That's what you're actually going to get. So, that's all right, but it's not a Twizzler.
Heston,
yes, good luck to you on Saturday, Heston. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're talking with the Prentice Rib Lake State qualifying cross-country team.